And so he said, what God wants to understand is not about how you feel. It's all right to feel, but don't let feeling lead you away from what the word says. Let your feelings stay in line with the word. Don't ever let your feeling lead you in the realm of faith. When the Spirit of God get to moving, or when I'm praying or worshiping, and then the Spirit of God come, I feel good. Come on, feeling. Come on. Come on. I made the mistake one time, said, just pour it on me. And I thought I could take it. I had said, whoa, whoa, Lord, whoa, whoa, whoa. But here's what I want to deal with. Doubt had robbed you of things God had provided for you. We live beneath our privilege. We try to operate and think, and let me change that. We try to operate and attain and achieve those things that only faith can provide with our mind. You're born again. You're not supposed to live out of your mind. You're supposed to renew your mind. You are to live in the spirit. Are you in the house tonight? You are to live in the spirit because you're born in the spirit, but you're to renew your mind so your mind will be trained to hear what your spirit said rather than what your flesh said, or rather than what the devil said. So he said, shall not doubt in his heart. You can put the word in with your mind giving you problem, and your heart will not doubt. I don't care what it look like. I don't care what they say. I don't care what's happening. God said it, and this is my stand. And all hell is breaking loose and breaking loose around you. You're standing there not moved by anything. How do you think Daniel could do that? They was talking about putting the man in a lion's den if he didn't stop praying. He kept right on praying. He didn't hold up. He continued just like they hadn't said it. And we gotta learn and get this revelation. If God said it, that settles it. And I'm taking action on what God said. Yeah, but I hurt. Yeah, you may have to do something, get you some medicine, something to help the pain, but don't change. Do what you got to do, but stay in faith. Because God said it. And don't start doubting him just because pain is coming. Or this has happened. Or somebody said. Or even they take your car. And your mind be thinking about, what are they going to think? I don't care. I'm going to get it back. If I don't get that back, I'm getting a better one. Because my God shall supply. Before they took that one, you may have been doing something, didn't know how to keep it. But in the process, you learn how. So I get the next one, they won't get it. Why? Because faith is what God the Father wants me to emphasize, that you need to understand faith is absolute. Doubt is an enemy. You do not doubt God. Everything you have, God did not call you, hear me tonight. God did not call you into this kingdom of righteousness and holiness and life to the full to get you in here and then beat you up and have to take care of you. He called you into this kingdom. He knew that you didn't have the knowledge that you should have. He understood you were going to miss it. You were going to mess up. And that's not to say just to go out and mess up. It's because when you be honest with God and you be fair before God, Father, I messed up, didn't I? I missed it. He's not going to beat you up. He's going to help you. But what's going to beat you up when you mess up and run from him, that's where you're going to get beat up at, because the devil going to put a whipping on you. And going to tell you God is doing it. That he don't love you anymore. No use of coming back. But that prodigal son got out there in the hog pen. He came to himself. I said, he came to himself. He said, what a fool I am. Here's my father got everything. I know I've asked for my part of the inheritance. I've asked for none, squandered them on rowdy living. But I'm going to rise and get up out of this hog pen. I'm not going to be biting on these cobs anymore. I'm going back and I'm going to humble myself. I'm going to tell him, I don't have to be a son. Just let me be a servant because I get plenty from a servant part. But the dad said, no, 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 boy. You my son. That ought to tell us something. He did not let him become a servant. He dressed him up as a son and treated him as a son and celebrated him as a son because he was his son. He still is his son. I'm telling you, you have, may have missed it. Stuff may have happened to you. You run back to God. You get right with God. And he'll celebrate you. He'll treat you as a son. Because we are sons and daughters of God. Amen. But unbelief won't tell you that. I said unbelief won't tell you that. Unbelief won't tell you can live good. Well, because you come out of a broken home. They didn't do that. Your daddy died on you earlier. Your mama died on you earlier. This happened to you. They put you up for adoption and you don't know where your parents at and all that. I'm going to ask you again. Do you know Jesus? None of that stuff matter. And people get all torn apart. And I know that's a heart-wrenching thing. To be ripped away from your parents and don't know them, or your parents get rid of you and you don't know your daddy and your mama. I know that. But when you get the love of God in your heart and get a revelation of that love, I got a father now. I got a daddy that he will take care of me. I don't care what come or go. I don't care what have happened in the past, even to this moment. He will do a father part. And I can put my trust in him. People may tell you, God not going to do it. You done too much. You messed up too much. Uh-uh. And oh, yes, there's some consequences to sin. We all understand that. But I'm telling you, Satan is trying to use doubt and unbelief to keep you from believing God. Hallelujah. We're going to finally get through this verse, aren't we?